Okay, today's daf is Kuf Tes Zayin, Bava Kama. The daf is sponsored this week by Brochi and Kenny Nornsberg, the Zecher Nishmas Moshe Dov Bin Shaul Pinchas. Okay, we are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, I think by Rabbi Nechemya. Right, Rabbi Nechemya. So we had mentioned before there was a brisa before that we mentioned that if you have, you know, you saw truma, you had ten chavios of oil or of wine that you needed to take truma, you take maaser off of them, right? You'd be mafresh from them, and we saw one of them was leaking. You say that one is the maaser, and then it patches all of them. But these were tamei. So they ask according to Rabbi Nechemya, right? Rabbi Nechemya said we're talking about a case where kishakol beisavat karchel. I think it was like dripping out. So they ask him, Rabbi Nechemya, mitar minan. Are we allowed to take this truma? Are you allowed to do this? Because what's going on here is you're taking from tamei to tamei. I'm going to prove now that Rabbi Nechemya says you can't be mafrish tamei mi tamei. V'atanya, we learn in a brisa, tarmin min atamei al tamei. The Tanakam says you can do torim from the tamei to tamei, min atar al atamei, avalo min atamei al atar. You can't be mafrish tamei, everything's tahor, and you can't take the tamei portion and be mafrish that part. Even from tamei al tamei, even if everything's tamei, you can't take off elibishel demai unless it's demai. What's demai? Demai again is, you know, daimai. It's peiros of an amah aretz that we're masupuk whether or not they took off the maaser. Even though most of them do take it off. Midrabanan, we say we're not allowed to eat it until you take maaser off again. So he says the only time you can take tamei min atamei is from demai. So how come in our case you can take tamei min atamei? So the answer is obvious. Hachanami bishel demai. We're dealing with a case over here that the Brice is talking about chavius of yayin, chavius of shemen that are demai. And by demai, even from the chemi is modet, you can be torim min atamei al atamei. Okay. Next, so the Mishnah that Brice had also mentioned that by shemen you can do it. If you see it, no, by wine you can. Take that you could be torim, but by the shemen case, if one barrel of shemen is leaking, you can't be torim from that case. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between the wine and the oil? Why by the wine you can't, and by the oil you can, and the oil you cannot? So amamar ubeshemen lo yasekein. You can't do it by shemen. Why? Nay hefsed kohen. Because it's a hefsed in the kohen. Because if it's dripping out, you say this belongs to the kohen. It's dripping out. The kohen's going to lose the opportunity to use that oil. How can he use that oil? Because might shnah shemen. Why shemen? Is there a hefsed by a kohen? It's tamei. So why? It's not roi lachila. So what's the story? It says because the roi lahadlik. You can use it to burn. You can use it for fuel. Right? So there's something that the kohen can use. The kohen can use it, and now we're just using it, that belongs to the kohen, it's dripping out. You're gonna cause a loss to the kohen. So Gemara says, okay, so the shemen is roi lahadlik, yayin nami roi lezilof. Wine is also good for, like, perfume. They used to sprinkle the wine in the house to get a nice smell. So the wine can be used by the kohen for that purpose. So it's also a hefset. So why by wine can I am permitted to take off truma with the leaking barrel. So v'chitema zilof lav milsa, he maybe say zilof doesn't amount to anything. It's not an important thing. That's not true because v'ha amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chiya. Shmuel said the name of Rabbi Chiya. Shosim milog b'sela. You should buy wine to drink with a sela. Umizalfin milog b'shtayim. And you buy wine for zilof with two shloim. It's more expensive. So obviously it's a real thing. So he goes. So what's the story? So how come over here we allow you to take truma off of the leaking barrel of wine? So he says, "Hachav ma'askinon bechadash." We're talking about new wine. New wine does not have as good a smell, and the new wine that you're not going to use that for zilof. That's why it's not going to be hesed for the kohen. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, haroy liyashno." So let it sit. Bring it to your cellar, you know, and let it sit. So it turns into older wine, and then it can be used for zilof. So there's still a hesed. What's the difference? There's still a hesed. So you say, "No, there's a gzeir over here because asi bei lidei takala." Because if you leave tamei wine. Right? If you leave tamei wine, right? If it's truma, you leave tamei wine alone, he may come to drink it. He comes to drink it, it's a problem, because he can't eat tamei, he's not allowed to have it for tamei. So the Gemara says, wait, okay, big deal. So now that you said that you come with a takala by the yayin, sheminami asi beli de takala. Also, shemen can come to a takala. You don't use the entire vat of shemen to burn, unless, I don't know, some conflagration trying to make up with the oil. But typically speaking, when you have all this oil, you use it bit by bit. As fuel. So it also is going to come to a day takala. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Because by shemen, demanach b'chlimos. You put it in a disgusting vessel. What's putting a disgusting vessel? So what's and what's the what's the problem with the shemen also is you may come to drink it, you may come to use it in a way other than the dleika. So you put it in a disgusting vessel, you know it's only set aside for you're only set aside for dleika. You're not going to come to drink it or use it for your food. So Gemara says, okay, yayinami manachle beklemos. So put the wine also in a disgusting vessel, and if you don't have to worry about the takala. So Gemara says, wait, what are you talking about? Hashti lezilu kaboyle beklemos kamanachle. You want to use this wine for its aroma. As for perfume, you're going to put it in a disgusting vessel. That's going to defeat the purpose. So basically, the difference between the wine and the oil is because the wine, because the oil you can put in the oil you can put in the klimos. The wine you're not going to put in the klimos. You want to use it for perfuming. So the Yamshal Shlomo brings down halacha lemaisa based on this. What happens if you have oil that's left over from the Ner Chanukah? Not oil that you didn't use. You poured oil in. Into the containers, whatever you lit, and then you blew them out. Now you have leftover. So this oil was now huksol mitzvaso. You're not allowed to use it for anything other than Ner Chanukah. So he says, the Amos Shlomo says in the Simin Lamed Zayin that you should not leave it over for next year to light the Chanukah candles for next year because of a chashash to takala. Because maybe you'll use it during the year. And he says even putting it in the clean mos is not going to work because putting it in the clean mos in the skamara only worked to prevent you from eating it, from drinking it. But clean mos is not going to prevent you from using it as oil, from using it as for a fire. So therefore, he says, I don't know what you do with it. You get to burn it, you get rid of it. I don't know what he says to do with it. He says you can't leave it over. What? Just burn it, get rid of it. That's the only thing I can think of. Okay. Next question. So the Gemara just previously said that you can't leave over the Yayin Shruma Temeya because of the Takala, because maybe you come to drink it. So Gemara says, with Takala Atzma, the fact, whether we're Choshesh for this Takala, at all, Tanaihi. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. The sign you learn in a Braisa, so Chavish al Yayin Shal Truma Shenitmei. So you have a barrel of Truma wine that became Tamei. So what happens? Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Tishvoch HaKol. Pour it all out in one shot. Just get rid of it. He's obviously choshish for takala. So it's interesting. The price is going according to this. The price is going according to Shitas Beis Shammai. Which I don't know if that's such a big deal. We usually say the Mishnah going like Beis Shammai is a big deal. I don't know if it's a big deal for the price to go like Beis Shammai. Right, that's and the Raman in the Shita Mekubetz just points that out. But he brings on the Rashba here that he tries to get out of it to say that the Braisa doesn't go like Beis Shammai. Maybe there's something that you don't want the Braisa to go like Beis Shammai. I don't know. So Braisa goes like Beis Shammai. I don't know what the big deal is. So Tishbach HaKol. Beis Hillel Omrim Tasa Zilof. Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to pour it out in all one shot. You can do Zilof. So you're not Choshesh for Takala. You can do Zilos. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, Ani Achriya. You know what? I'll decide. I'll determine what the answer is to this machlokas. I'll be the deciding. You know, I'll be the cousin of Shlishi Sheyachriya Benehem. So he says, Babayis. He makes a compromise. Babayis in the house. Tasa Zilof. You can do Zilof because you're not going to be choshish that you're going to come to the takala in the house. I guess you can do the Zilof all at once. You can do it immediately. Whatever. But by Sunday, in the Sunday Tishbach HaKol. Then you have the time that it takes to walk from the Sunday to the house. During your work day, you may go out and drink some wine. Bottoms up, right? You may drink something so you have to be choshish over there, and therefore the Tishbach HaKol. But Ika the Amri, and some say the Hachra of Rabbi Shmuel was this way. Be Yashan, if it's old wine, that's right to be used right away, so then Tasa Zilof. Ubechadash, but if it's new wine, you have to wait in order that it becomes right to use for Zilof, then Tishafech HaKol. Then you have to be choshish. So Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Hachra Shlishis Machras. Your Hachra Shlishis is not Machras. You aren't Machriya the Machlokas. So what is Machlokas, what that means? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein hachrosh shlishis machros tam atzmucha ata omer." You're not telling me. You're not explaining the machlokas to say. You're giving your own reason. The lo kedivrei echad mehem. You're not speaking like any of them. Sheshneim lo iskiru bayis v'sada. Neither of them mentioned the bayis v'sada. Then you're going to try to be mazbi the machlokas the bayis v'sada. You're coming up with your own svaras. The hechi dami hachra. When is there hachra? He going ihave tane beishamai bein nitmis bevayis bein sod bein besod tishbach hakol or beis hillel omrim bein bevayis bein besod tasa zilof. If they each would have mentioned it, then you would have come away and said, "Oh, you know, we'll be machria, you know, one way or the other way." That's what he says. That's what beishamai. That's what Rashi says. Also seems to say that machria sometimes means, you know what? There's a machlokas. I'm going to go like one side. I'm going to go like one side, and I'm going to pass them like one side, and therefore we're going to be a rov. We're going to be more on this side, but that doesn't make so much sense because the reason why we pass on the Beis Hillel to begin with is because they're the Rove. One of the reasons why he passed like Beis Hillel is because of the rope. Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chanan will have a different answer of what hard to find in Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the long Tosas Hachra. If you go up from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 8 lines. It says, Elafir Rabbeinu Tam, Amaylo Machriyahu, Vahalav Talmidhu. Oh, no, wait a second. I can't find it. The reason why he's saying is that he's the third generation removed. He's a third generation removed from the Machlokas. And therefore, if you're that far removed from the Machlokas, then you can't be Machriya the Machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Achrava Talmud doesn't have the koach to be Machriya Machlokas of his Rebbe's. Right? And the Shlishis means the Dor Shlishi. So the question is, what is it Dafka Dor Shlishi and not Dor Sheni? So in Rabbeinu Tam, they say that it doesn't make a difference. Any Talmud, even Achra Dor Sheni is not going to be Machriya. But the Ravon in the Shut says that it's Dafka Dor Shlishi, because you're a Talmud Talmide, so you never really heard it directly from your third generation removed. You never really heard it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And therefore, you're not going to be able to understand. You're not going to be Machriya to Machloka. So either way, I guess we don't pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi. Okay. The Mishnah had then mentioned, we had the case where that was the two donkeys were drowning, right? What was the case again? Right, so Shatov Nal Chamoro, Vechomer Chavero, Shlo Yafamano, Vesho Chavero Masayim. No, wrong, that's before that. Ein Lo El, Im Amar Atzil HaShelcha, right, I'll save yours, Va'ata Nosen Li Dimei Shali, Chayav Yitein Lo. He says, you know what, it's spilling out, I'll pour out mine, save your honey, and you'll pay me. So Mishnah said, Im Amar Lo Atzil HaShelcha, so why is the Baal Dvash chayav to actually pay the Baal Yayin the value of his wine that he spilled out? It's a lot more, the wine costs more than the actual work that was done. Why does he have to pay it? V'neimale, maybe the Baal Dvash can say to the Baal Yayin, Mishatani Bicha, I was joking. I needed to save my money. I need to save my Dvash. So I said, yeah, I agreed to this crazy exorbitant amount in order to save my money. Like an adhesion contract, right? But those are valid sometimes. You know, all your cell phones are adhesion contracts, all those things, and they're all valid, right? You can't do business without adhesion contracts. Anyway, so Lucy Vizemer, what's the case in law school? Is that Lucy Vizemer? You don't remember. Okay. I digress. I was just joking around, so therefore I didn't want to pay you the whole value of the wine, you know, the vat of wine can be expensive, and you only did like $10 worth of work for me. So he goes, so he says, and I can prove to you that we say Mishatani Bach. Milo Tanya, do we not have a brisa that says, Haresha Haya Boreach Mi Beis HaAsurin? Some guy's running away from jail. He gets to the edge of the river. And there's the old, you know, the riverboat man is standing at the corner of the river. And he goes, I need to cross to chase me. He's like, $1,000. So first big question about whether you have to do that, whether he's allowed to do that to begin with. Because if the guy is incarcerated illegally and he's getting out, you maybe have a mitzvah to save him. So how can you charge him? Anyway. So Milo Tanya, Haresha Haya Boreach Mi Beis HaAsurin V'Haisa Me'o Bores. There was a boat there, Lefana. V'Amar Lo, Tol Dinar, I'll give you a dinar, V'Habi Reini. And he gives him, I'll give you a dinar to get me across. Ein Lo, the owner of the riverboat, Ein Lo El Escharo. He only has what he normally charges for this work of going back and forth. He doesn't get the extra price. Amar Le Mishata Nivach. You see from here that you're punished from giving this exorbitant amount because he can say Mishata Nivach. So Hachanami Le Mishata Nivach. Let it now, Mishnah, let it be the case of Mishata Nivach. Why am I paying you this exorbitant amount to do the work? So Gemara says, no, Ha Lo Dami. Our case in the Mishnah is not similar to the ratio of this brisa. Hi Lo Dami El is Seifa. It's only similar to the Seifa of that brisa. What's the Seifa of that brisa? Vim Amar Lo Tol Dina Zeb is Sucharcha. V'Avireini Nosin Lo Sucharo Mishalim. If he uses the words "give," take this dinar as the payment for what you're doing for me, and then bring me over, Nosin Lo Sucharo Mishalim. He has to give him the full amount. So Gemara says, wait a second. So Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. Take a dinar. What's the difference? So Gemara says there's a difference in the Metzius of the case. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, the Seifa is dealing with the case Bitzayid Hasholed Dugim in Hayam. The Amar Le Asidatani Kavre Bezusa. We're talking about, he's not a guy who runs a ferry service across the river. He's a fisherman. So by taking the guy back and forth, he's losing out the amount he would have made as a fisherman. I don't know if he would have made the same amount going as a fisherman, but he would have lost the money. So you caused me to lose the fish that I would have I would have been able to catch it during that time. Therefore, you can't say Mishatan Ibach. But the Reish is dealing with a case where he was a guy who goes back and forth. So he's not being mops in anything with, during this time. Therefore, he can say Mishatan Ibach, and only has the schar of the Tircha. So according to this, our Mishnah is similar to the din of the Seifa, because the din of the Seifa, of our Mishnah is the Seifa, because he's losing something. He's losing the wine. So if his mom is losing something, then he can't say, then you can't say, then you can't say Mishata, Mishata Nibach, because the Baal Dvash is watching the Baal Yayin be mafsid, he can't say Mishata Nibach. So question over here is though, some people ask, how can you take a, say, oh, take a dinar to go across, right, or give me the value of my wine that I lose? What about, no, I'm charging way more than what's the market rate for this, for the service. So some say that there's no no when it comes to services. So all the lawyers and doctors, I guess, are saved for $1,500 an hour because it's for services. I don't know if that's the halacha or not, but there's no no when it comes to services. What? Oh, Ribbis is when there's a loan and you're paying back more than there's no loan here. It's just providing a service. I didn't borrow, you didn't borrow it from me. I didn't borrow it from you without paying you back extra. I'm just providing you with something. I'm selling you something. So the Rishonim, they struggle with the fact that why how can you say Mishata Nibach? You have certain cases that you say you're going to work for me for X amount, right? If you post it for a poel a certain schar, and he does the work on you know, relying on the fact that he's going to get paid X, Y, or Z, you have to pay him. You can't say Mishata Nibach. Why over here can you start saying Mishata Nibach? At what point can you start saying Mishata Nibach? So there are a lot of different nafkaminas, and also they bring down, what about the schar of a doctor? If you tell a doctor, you know, I'll pay you $1 million to heal me, what about for medicine? For shachanim, it comes down, you have to pay, the shachan says it's 18 grand. Oh, yeah, and then you get married. You have to pay him the $18,000. So Maharami Rutenberg makes a chiluk whether it's a professional shotgun or not professional shotgun. But I don't know, maybe you just get married and say, yeah, forget about it. Thank you very much.
Current market rate make a difference?
Yeah, current market rate, I guess, makes a difference.
Shotgun charging $18,000.
Right, so but those are the professionals. I'm saying if a guy walks up to me and says, oh, do you know this girl? I said, yeah, I'll set you up for 18 grand. That's not the current market rate for me. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a shotgun. So maybe that's the philip that the Maharami Rittenberg's making. And you go to the guy in Borough Park who's got that loose leaf with all the pictures, you know, the original Facebook he's got there. So that's what it is. You never see those? I never saw those. People tell me about them. I've never seen Baruch Hashem. I've never seen those. But if it works, it works. Okay. So that's that. Next case. The Mishnah had mentioned the case of Shatav Nahar Chamoro, the Chamor Chaveiro. They're crossing the river, and the river is pulling your donkey and your friend's donkey away, but the friend's donkey is worth a lot more than yours. So you leave yours to save your friend's. So the Mishnah says you only have the schar that he doesn't have to pay you for the donkey. But if you made the tanai that says I'll save yours on condition you pay me for my loss, then the owner of the more valuable donkey has to pay the owner of the less valuable donkey for the loss of his donkey. Okay, so it's Richo. Now, why do we have both cases? We have the case of the Chavis and the case of the Chamor. They said the same din. So it's Richo. The Iash, meaning Kamaisa, if we just had the time, had just told us the din of the Chavis, where he says, you know, you'll pay me for my wine. So if we just had that case, Hasam Hudachi Perish Yahiv Leid to Mekule. Only there, if he made the Tanai explicitly, does he have to pay him what he loses. Mishum Devi Yadayin Kamavsin. Because he's pouring out his wine. There's a difference between the donkey drowning on its own or you doing an actual mice and pouring out your wine. So in that case, that he's pouring out his wine and then he made the stipulation, you'd have to pay him. Aval hacha demimela, in the sefer where the chamor is drowning on its own, neima ein elo elascharo. You say maybe only get the value of your work because it would have drowned anyway. And iash, meaning sefer, we just had the sefer of the chamor case, hacha hu demistama ein lo elascharo, mishud demimela. Maybe only here, by stam, you only get the schar because it happens mimela. Aval hasam demimela. Maybe over there where you're pouring it out, therefore you may have thought that even the stam, without making the stipulation, you'd also get the entire value of your wine back. Therefore we need both cases so we don't have this misunderstanding. Okay. One second. Okay, Next case. Next thing happened. Boy minei Rav Kahana meirav. Rav Kahana asks Rav, let's say you have the case of the chamor, okay? So you have the shatuf nar chamor v'chamor chavero, the yorid lahatzil, and he went to save his friend's donkey, and he made the t'nai that you will pay me for my donkey. The Allah shalom me'elav. And the donkey somehow, miraculously, got out to the riverbank. It put its feet down, and it climbed out. So now, the owner of the more valuable donkey, does he still have to pay for the other donkey? So, Mahu, what's the din? In other words, do we say that? I guess it's studied at Suffolk R that when he went to leave his horse, to leave his donkey, he was miyayish from the donkey, so he doesn't own it anymore. And now, when it comes back up, he makes a new kinyan on the donkey. So it's, you know, he just got it new. Or do we say no? Therefore, his chaver is not part of the pay. He still has to pay him because he now acquired a new donkey. Or do we say no? That he didn't lose anything. And therefore, he's not chayev. He didn't lose anything. He's not chayev. So amrale mishmaya rechim yole. You know what? He's calling a new donkey. Mishmaya, they had rachim on him that his donkey didn't die. But you made a stipulation. I'm leaving my donkey to save your donkey. You owe me the value, so I make out like a bandit. I shouldn't say bandit in this parak. A lot of bandits here. I make out extra here. So you see, there's an interesting shot that comes up here. Orson Meach discusses it. Let's get the source. Schiros Perak Zayin Lacha Aleph. What about an insurance policy? You're mazik somebody who has insurance. He burned down someone's house, and insurance pays full. You have to pay them. If they're not losing anything, they're getting the money back. What do you say? What? Okay, so leaving out the increase in the premium. Leaving out that increase, okay? If you leave that put aside, do you have to pay them? They have a passing, yeah, you have to pay. You still have to pay because you, yeah. I will have passing, you have to pay. I didn't get finished brewing it, but I think they bring down other sheets that say maybe not. He brings a raya from our Gemara that, you know, Mishmai Rachmulay, it's because you get it from somewhere else, you still have to pay for it. Why? Why do you have to pay for it?
I believe he still has to pay for the time that he spent saving the donkey, no?
That's another shahl. Does he have to pay from the schar for ul over here? Does he have to pay for the schar? He has to pay everything with paskas anyway. Maybe we still have to pay for the schar. Sorry? It's huge.
Yeah. In other words, it has nothing to do with making him whole. It has to do with he didn't act as
Ezra. I think that's also maybe the difference is that you did a Maisa Hesek and he's getting paid from somewhere else, but I think it's clear because this insurance company is paying you, and they're not giving you a windfall. You paid for this already. You paid your premiums. Right. So I think it's clear, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Next. So they can bring a raya from the idea of Mishamai Rachmilin. Bring a raya. He had the Rav Safran. I think we've had this case once before. He had the Rav Safran. Rav Safran was traveling with his caravan. They had a lion that they brought along to protect him. The lion would stand guard outside to protect him. And every night they would feed another person's donkey to the lion to keep him so he wouldn't eat anybody else, I guess. Right? The minhag of the Bnei Hashayara was to every night throw a donkey to the lion, and the lion would eat the donkey, and he'd be satiated, and I don't know if the lion's satiated, how's he going to protect? But anyway, so what's he going to attack? So Kimata Zidma the Rav Safra, when it came to the turn of Rav Safra, Shadalei Chamer V'Lo'Achlei, he threw his donkey there, and the donkey didn't eat. The lion didn't eat the donkey. That lucky. His donkey wasn't eaten. So Kadim Rav Safra V'Zachavei. Rav Safra ran and made a kinyan on the donkey to acquire it back. Half a mina being that it was miyayish from it, and it's hefker when it's there. So they asked him. So Amalei Rav Acha Midifti Ravina. Rav Acha Midifti asked Ravina, "Lamalei Lemiskei Bei? Why did Rav Safta have to run ahead and to be zocher from it? Nehi Dichi Afkarei Daita the Ari Afkarei Daita the Kuli Amalo Afkarei. He only had specific hefker intent. He was only mafkarit on condition that the lion eats it. He was only mafkarit to the lion. It wasn't mafkarit towards to anybody else. So he said back to him, Amalei Rav Safta Rav Acha Dibil Suhu David. Ein Achanami." Rav Safra, I just did it extra, an extra step. But you see from here, Mishmai Rachmiyale, you don't have to go make a new kinyan. It still belongs. How's it to Raya?
You ought to have a particular yesh.
That seems to be saying here. Tosos asked the question. He says, what's the difference in the case in Eilam Metzias where we have the case of someone who's Matzim and Arim and Adov, right? So you save things from Ari and the Dove, and then you can be koneh it, right? The case is in the Gemara above, it's in above Mesidah Chav Dalet, that if an Aryeh comes to grab a lion comes to grab some animals, and a person stands up and saves it, it saves the lion, it saves the animals, his. Why? Well, maybe the guy had yeish that the lion, the owner only had yeish that the lion's going to eat him, didn't have yeish that somebody else would save it. So try to give the case answer may be that when the lion comes to eat animals, then mistama it's going to eat it. But in this case, it's efshar that maybe the lion won't eat the animal because maybe the lion's still full from yesterday. I don't know. It seems to me here, yeah, your intent of what you're going to be mafkir. You're only being mafkir it that to the lion. You're not being mafkir from anybody else. What's the raya? The raya you see from here is that. That he got lucky. He still owns the donkey. So too, but in our case, Mishmai Rachmile, he gets the extra money. I think that's the right. Okay. Next case. Boy mine rab me rabbi. Rab as rabbi. Okay, so again, you had the chamor and the chamor chaveru. The yorod lahatziel. He went to save his friend's donkey. Below hitziel. He was unsuccessful. Mahu. What's the din? Does the guy have to pay him the demei chamor that he lost or no? So amalo she'ela, it's a good kasha. The halacha is elo el scharo. No, he doesn't have to get it because he doesn't have to. I guess the condition maybe it was conditioned on him saving it, but he gets paid like you said before. He gets paid the schar. He gets paid the schar for doing his work since he didn't do his shlicha. So Esa, they asked a question on this psak because we learned in a brisa hasocher es apoel. Turn the page. Ocher es apoel lahavi. Krub udur maskin in lechola to bring some sort of cabbage and udur maskin. How does he translate that? Some sort of, what? What is it? Medicines. There's some sort of medicines over here. You bring the pharmacy. You have somebody that brings medicines. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know what it meant. Okay. They're bringing these medicines to the chola, and what happens? V'halach umatzo shemes. You by the time you bring the medicine, the guy died. Oh, Shahibri, or the other way around. He got healthy. No sin lo scharo mishalim. You give the full amount that you made the deal with him. Even though he didn't accomplish the schiras over here. He didn't accomplish the schlichas. So you see over there, you pay the full amount. So to an out case, pay the full amount. Just because he wasn't successful, pay the full amount. So I'm really a meat dummy. How can you compare it? Hasam. Okay, that's his answer. I don't know what the halim is. Hasam avid shalish luchu say the shliach did everything. Just an outside thing, an outside influence that he wasn't able to give the medicine. Either the guy died or got healthy. He has no need for it. But the shliach did all he was supposed to do. But hacha lo avid shalish luchu say. But here the guy didn't do what he promised to do. The donkey died. What's the halim mean? That make the question. Okay. Next. Now that the Mishnah had talked about the story of Rav Safra that he was with on the Shayara, he was with this caravan, they're going to bring down these other dinim that are Shayach to a caravan. Okay, so, Tana Rabbanan. One second. Oh, this is before we start. The Gemara talked about a case where he wasn't able to save his Chamor, and save the other guy's chamor and it died. But what happens in the case where we don't have a machlok, it's in the case where he says, you know what, I'll save your donkey. I'll lose my donkey, I'll save yours. And then yours gets up by itself. Somehow manages to get up without my help. It manages to save itself. So, do you have to pay the guy the value? So as machlok is whether or not we say that sof, the second guy didn't help you at all. So you don't have to pay him for it, or do you say that? No, maybe that you still have to pay the demei chamor because he was mafsid his chamor to come try to help you. The machlokas are there. So and then some say even if you hold that you don't have to pay him the full value of the donkey, maybe you still have to pay him for the schar because he tried to work. But that's just another permutation of what can happen over here. Okay, now we'll continue. Tana Rabbanan, shayara shahaisam halechas bamidbar va'amar aleha gayis letarfa. Okay, you have a shayar that's going in the desert, and these bandits and robbers come up to plunder all the these pirates, yeah, which is in Yom the Yoma. These pirates come to take the booty. So mechash. So what do you want to do? So now you want to pay them off. So mechashmin lefi mamon ve'ein mechashmin lefi nefashos. We determine how much we're going to pay off these bandits based on how much value each person has, not based. It's not like a head count. you have $25,000 worth of stuff over here, and I only have $5,000 worth of stuff. You're going to pay more to get these guys off, and they give a certain amount they want to take. We're going to pay it. We're going to split it based on value, not based on people. The im sachru tayar haholech lifnehem mechashmin afu nefashos. But some if they had a tayar, some sort of mor aderech. What's the guys who take you up to Himalayas? What's those guys called? What? Yeah, guy. What do they call the guys that go up to Himalayas? They go up to Africa. There you go, the Sherpas. If you hired a Sherpa, then you also have to take, I don't know why, but then you also have to take, you do half of the calculation is based on the money, half the calculation is based on the headcount. You take the money from there and then you pay off the ransom. But nevertheless, if there's a minhag of chamarim, there's a minhag of yishayaros, that's how you do it. If there's a minhag of the place that you pay based on A, you pay based on B, you can't go away from the minhag. So why do you mean mechashim lefi mamon? So in this case, the Rav explains it's simple. The reason why you mean mechashim lefi mamon here is because the guys is only coming for money. They're not coming for killing. So therefore, it's money that they want. It's money that they're going to get. So we make the determination based on the money. But Tosfos in Bava Basra and Dav Zayin asks, we have a concept of by the Bava Machteres. We saw that recently by Kimli with the Rabbi. We say that Bava Machteres, someone's coming to steal from you. You can hashim a hargo because Mustama, he wants to kill you. Right? So that's why there's a Kimli sometimes applies in that case. So why not here? Do we say that he's coming to kill you also? Why are we saying he's only coming for money? Maybe he's coming to kill you also, and therefore you should make the payment based on the headcount also, because he's not only coming for the mamonos, halachically he's also coming for the nefashos. It's a good question. So they say maybe because really, I mean, the answer really is because they're only coming for the money. They're not coming to kill you, but they would kill you if you didn't give them the money. So I think that's a good question. Okay, you have to look at the Yitzurach Inim for the answer. Next, Rashayin Hachamarin the Hasnos the Chamarin the people are going out with the donkeys. They're on the donkey trail. They're bringing the donkeys to the market, right? Shekol mi sheyova lo chamaro yami lo chamar acher. That whoever loses a donkey on the way, everyone else is going to come together and buy him another donkey. I guess it was better for them to travel together, so therefore one of the stipulations was, if someone loses the donkey, we'd rather you be here, so we'll pay so you get another donkey. Because if everyone has a donkey in the caravan, they're all going to be more careful about what's going on in the caravan. If someone loses a donkey, he's just going to walk out, and you're going to lose, you don't have as good a shmirah anymore. So, but bichusya, if he lost his donkey with a pshia, ain't ma'midin. Then we don't give him another one. Shelo bichusya, if it's not by pshia, then ma'midin though. Then we give him a new donkey. Vim amar, but let's say it happens tenu li va'ani eshmor. If he says, you know what, I lost my donkey, it wasn't pshia, you're gonna buy me a new one. Just give me the money. Don't give me a donkey. Just give me the money. We don't listen to him. He goes, why not? So Gemara says we don't listen to him. So pshita. First of all, Gemara says pshita. It's pashut that. Then he can't get the cash. So because if he gets the cash, then the whole purpose of being together with the guys falls away. The purpose is to be watching the donkeys. If only if you have one donkey, if you have a donkey there, are you going to be worried about watching them? So it's that you have another donkey there. It's only one of a few that he lost. He's still going to be shomer it. He started on the trip watching two donkeys. So that was the level. That was the level of shmirah that they all had when they started. That he was. You know, giving himself over when they started. Now when he loses one donkey, his level of shmir is going to go down. So therefore, he can't take the cash and lose the donkey. He has to take the donkey. Next case. Tana Rabbanan. Sfina shahaisa mehalechas bayam. I think there's a sugya at the end of Bava Basra that talks about taking taxes from the city, where they have to pay based on, it's a headcount, and where they have to pay based on the money. So I'm not sure what the chilek is. When do you have to pay based on, you know, the rich people paying or the poor people paying? So I just want, before we go on, so here also, what about, this is, may have like halachic nicer ramifications for a shul. Does an usher have to pay more for the tzarchi tzibur than an ani? What? Ask Obama. No, for tzarchi tzibur. Can the government take more from the, that's what's going on there. But there it's not a question of an usher or not. There are definitions of usher. Politics aside. Okay, so the Yam Shok Shlomo in our Sugya brings down that for the Tzorech Mitzvah, then, or for Torah, then you're Mechashim Lefi Gulgolis. It's the head count, because the Mitzvah and the Torah is Shavah for everybody. So maybe for a Shul, it's a Mitzvah, everyone has to pay the same amount. But from the Mordechai in Bava Basra, it's Simon Taf Ein Ches through Tes, he seems to say that when it comes to the Tzarche Tzibur, you're Mechashiv Lefi the Mammon. And therefore the usher has to pay more. So maybe the usher's dues should be, according to the Mordechai, the usher's dues should be, we should have some sort of committee to determine who's an usher and who's not, and make the usher's dues be more than the ani's dues. And he brings out that the Raman Choshen Mishpat in Simon Kuf Samach Gimel, at the end of Sif Gimel, says that when the Bnei Yair are hiring a Malamed, because whatever reason the fathers cannot teach themselves, so the Kal has to pay, then we're Govin Lepi Mamon. The same thing when it comes to a Schar, to a Chazen, and he adds, V'chein Binyan Beis HaKnesses Govin Lepi Mamon. So the building fund has to be on a sliding scale based on your tax bracket, according to the Ramah. So maybe you bring that up at the next board meeting. Everyone will submit their W-2s and then you'll see who. Sure. Just have it. No, why not? You have a certain. The schools have it. The school, building fund assistance. I think people would probably rather pay the building fund than have you go through their tax returns. Okay. Next case. Tana Rabbanan. Svina Shahaisa Mahalechis Bayam. A Svina, a boat, is in the water. Amar Aleha Nachshol, and it's being blown over by the waves due to the heavy weight. So in that case, Litova, right, Bala Nachshol Litova VeHekilu MiMa'asa. They want to throw over. They want to throw Yonah overboard. They want to throw over the weight. So Mechashim Lefi Ma'aso VeEin Mechashim LiMamo. In this case, your Mechashim based on weight, not based on Mamo. So a guy may have a bar of gold, which is weighs X. How much does a bar of gold weigh? It was a couple of kilo. Don't forget. And a guy may have 1,000 pounds worth of ore, O-R-E, which isn't as valuable. He still throw over the 1,000 pounds than the gold, because the whole reason why the boat's tipping is because of the weight, not because of the value, right? So the aim of chashim lefi mamon. But the lo yishon and minhag safanim, you don't change from the minhag of safanim. You have to do whatever the minhag of the safanim is. The rashayim has safanim lehasnos. They can make a tnai. That they make a tonight. You coming on my boat? If I lose my boat where I'm traveling, I don't know, I'm traveling over the great blue sea. If I lose my boat, everyone on the boat has to repay the owner of the boat to get a new boat, a new ship. But Avdalo Bechusia, if he lost it to Chusia, he took it into a place where ships aren't supposed to go. Ein Ma'amidinlo, took it to a terrible place. Then you don't have to give him a new one. Shalo Bechusia, if he didn't, and not Bechusia, then Ma'amidinlo. And also, then you have to give a new boat. The imperish lamakam she'ein hasvinos holchin. If he went to a certain area of the sea or the river or the lake or whatever it is where boats are not supposed to go, it's too dangerous. The current's too strong. Some sort of Bermuda Triangle type place, right? Ein ma'amidin. Then in that case, you don't have to give him a new svina. I don't know. They all survived, I guess. But the boat got thrashed. But they all survived. So the Gemara says, wait, it's pshita. Why would you have had a havim to think if he took the ship to a place where the ships aren't supposed to go that you'd have to pay for it? It's pshia. Why not? Why would you have to have it? So it says, "Lo tzricha." We need the case. The benisan mirachekei chal ashla over tishrei machri trei ashle because azul b'yomei nisan limakom tishrei. What happens in Nisan? In Nisan, right? The river is much. There's more water in the river from the runoffs, so you can go closer to the riverbank to the side because there's more water. In Tishrei there's less water, so there's not as much water there. So when you go close to the side, you're gonna run aground. So what does this guy do? This guy in Nisan in Tishrei, right, this guy was in Tishrei went the distance from the shore that you would go in Nisan. It's not a real pshia because he's used to traveling in that place. You would think that Machmas is hergel. He went there. It's not going to say the poshea. Even in this case, he's poshea. The guy, the navigator messed up. He should have known where you're supposed to be running the ship. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Shayara shahaisa mehaleches bamidbar. We have a shayara that's going in the desert. V'amad gaius v'tarfa. And these bandits come. These pirates came and they took all the money. Now they're not asking for a ransom. They took the mamish took the money, right? V'amad echamehen. And one guy gets up. The Navy SEAL and them gets up. The hitzil and he saved all the money. He got it all back. He got all the money back. Hitzil the emsa. What he does is he has to divvy it up to everybody else. Hitzil the emsa. But the im amar ani atzila atzmi hitzila atzmi. If he says, you know what, everyone lost it, I'm going in myself, I'm taking it, whatever I get back is mine, then it all belongs to him, whatever he takes back. He doesn't have to divvy it up amongst all the other owners. I guess because there's Yeish over here. So Heichidan, where it says, what's the case? Idi Yochel Ahatzil, if it's talking about a case where it's pretty easy to go and save the money, then Afilu Sefer Namli Lemtza. Then even if he says, Ani Atzil Atzmi, it should also be the Emtza, because no one had Yeish, because it's easier to go back. This guy just went first. The Idi Lo Yochel Ahatzil, if we're talking about with a case where it's very difficult and no one would, in their right mind, would go try to get it back from these robbers, so then they all had Yeish. So then even in the first case, where he should all be his. What's the difference? So the Gemara gives three answers. I'm going to have to run through these answers quickly. So Amar Rav Askinan. We're talking about a case where all these guys in the Bnei Yisrael were shutfin. Amar polig. We're talking about a case of shutfin, right? So by shutfin, we're talking about shutfin is whether one of the shutfins can be cholik de mamon and take his portion without the acquiescence of his friend. So therefore, if he says that he's matziv la'atzmo, then what he's being mekavein to be cholik to shutvus, and he takes his portion, and everyone gets their portion. But lo amar, if he doesn't say that, then lo polik, then he doesn't have kavana, if he says it, then his intention is to split it up, therefore he takes everything. If he doesn't say anything, his intention is not to split it up, and therefore whatever he takes, he has to redistribute amongst the shutvin. Rava amar hakab poalim askinin. We're dealing with poalim, with workers, day workers. Ukirav, and like Rav, amar Rav po yochel achzer b'al filu b'chatzi yom. Uchamad lo hadde beikim rushis et b'al b'ayis tamei. A poal can always retract halfway during the day to leave his schirus and go on his own. So because you're not an evet to somebody, evet to Hashem. So therefore he's a poel. He sees the stuff, he starts his pu'ula, and therefore if he doesn't say I'm going to get it for myself, then he's still a poel. If he says I'm going to get it for myself, that means he retracts his pu'ula, and therefore he gets it, when he goes takes everything and takes it all for himself. Rav Ashi Amar, where it's difficult but it's possible to get Aide Etchak. So Galadite La Atmo. Galidaita, if he's megaladast and he tells everybody getting it for myself, then it's la'atzmo. Lo galidaita, but if he doesn't, he's not megaladast. There's merely, maybe there's no yeish here, and therefore it's la'emso. He has to split it with everybody on the caravan. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.